The following words of the apocalypse are not obsolete.
Martin Sloan, age 36, occupation, vice president, ad agency, in charge of media. This is not just a Sunday drive for Martin Sloan. He perhaps doesn't know it at the time, but it's an exodus. Somewhere up the road, he's looking for salmon. Somewhere up the road, he'll find something else.
I just got in the car and drove. I had to get out of New York City.
One more board meeting, phone call, report problem. Probably jump right out the window.
That's walking distance, isn't it?
Yeah, about a mile and a half.
Yeah, that's walking distance.
When I go back to my graduating classes, I graduated from the MBA program at Harvard in 1979. We have a reunion every 5 years. When we came back for our fifth reunion, man, everybody was happy. Most of our classmates had married people who were much better looking than my classmates. They're doing well in their career. But as we hit the 10th and 15th and 20th and then the 25th anniversaries, oh my gosh, my friends were coming back not happy with their lives. And very many of them had gotten divorced and their spouses had remarried and they were raising their my classmates' children on the other side of the country, alienated from them. And I guarantee that none of my classmates ever planned when they graduated from the business school to go out and get divorced and have children who hate their guts and are being raised by other children. And yet a very large portion of my classmates actually implemented a strategy that they never planned to do. Let me just offer another thought that might be useful. I was driving to work a number of years ago, early, and when I was on Huron Avenue in Cambridge, I just had a feeling that something important was going to happen to Clay Christensen.
A man can think a lot of thoughts and walk a lot of paces between afternoon and night. And to a man like Martin Sloan, to whom memory has suddenly become reality, a resolve can come just as clearly and inexorably as stars in the summer. Martin Sloan is now back in time, and his resolve is to put it
Justice Bill has ended in a riot in central London. Demonstrators threw missiles and CS gas at the police, and a bus stand was demolished when some protesters refused to disperse. There were 26 arrests, and 25 people were injured, including 8 police officers. Tens of thousands had earlier taken part in a peaceful march and rally organized by civil rights campaigners. Among the bill's most controversial proposals are measures which would change a suspect's right to silence. A new offense of aggravated trespass would give police new powers over raves and new age travelers and criminalize the activities of campaigners against blood sports.
Thousands of young people stayed behind, dancing and playing music. In Hyde Park, they were told to move, and confrontation with the police quickly followed. The worst violence was in Park Lane. Young people crowded behind the park railings, threw rocks, bottles and sticks at the police, who charged dozens of times. A number of people were arrested and several were hurt. This went on for more than 2 hours. The light faded, more police were brought in, more missiles were hurled, and there were more charges. Eventually, the police pulled back. They waited, listening to the taunts of the crowd. Eventually, Hyde Park was cleared. The organizers of the march blamed the police for provoking trouble, but this was firmly denied.
Police did not provoke it, the same people provoked
it and provoke it on every occasion. We actually tried every time to actually stop it, and you can actually hear the more people that hear it. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher, in other words, sucker, there is no other. No other. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher, in other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only dominator.
One that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in old. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history.
Yeah, DJ, let the bass drum go like.
Since the beginning of time, it has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom.
Yeah, DJ, let the bass drum go like.
But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
is Johnny.
Some of the theories, disruption is a theory, and what it asserts is that the mechanism that causes successful companies to fall is not that they're not at their work, but rather somebody comes in at the bottom of the market and moves up, and that's the mechanism, the pursuit of profit from at the bottom of the market, that makes success so hard to sustain.
Now look at who the executives were in those companies at those times. Not hip young guys. These were cigar-chomping old guys who looked at the product that came and said, I don't know. Who knows what it is? Record it, stick it out, it sells, all right. We were better off with those guys than we are now with the supposedly hip young executives, you know, who are making the decisions of what people should see and hear in the marketplace. The young guys are more conservative and more dangerous to the art form than the old guys with a cigar ever were.
Characteristics. I'm unfortunately 60 years old now. I live in the suburbs. Five children unfortunately have all left and are living independently, and life has become boring.
I must say, in general terms, I obviously enjoyed what I did. I found it a little bit disturbing, to be perfectly honest. People kind of go into the world of their own without having consideration for anything that's going on around them. But if that's what young people want to do, I see no harm in it, per se.
I was out there on
the
stage tonight.
Have a good time.
Ah, I love it, yeah.
I
did
it
you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Understand what's going on in the world, we have to aggregate things.
You will lose my
everybody here is driven to achieve. And when you have an extra ounce of energy or 30 minutes of time, instinctively and unconsciously, you'll allocate it to whatever activities in your life give you the most immediate evidence of achievement. And our careers provide that immediate evidence of achievement. The reason why successful companies fail is they invest in things that provide the most immediate and tangible evidence of achievement. And the reason why they have such a short time horizon is that they are run by people like you and I. And we then apply that very same thinking process in our personal lives with sad results. Whether my life has been worth living, and again, how would I measure my life?
Your occupation?
I am a librarian. That is my occupation. That is my profession.
One, two, three, four! creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
You're a librarian.
That's the word. It's worth. You're a dealer in books and 2 cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory that spews out meaningless words on an assembly line. Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind. Like a vacuum that you make believe has an existence by scribbling index numbers on little cards.
Against the criminal justice bill. Organisers were surprised permission was given to march down Whitehall, particularly as police believed there were some intent on causing trouble. The Downing Street gates became a focus as three times they withstood human battering rams that shook the very posts. And three times police rode out to disperse the crowd. It was, in the circumstances, a restrained display of force. Bottles, sticks and cans being thrown at them. Each spat lasted just seconds, but in their violence and bitterness they matched anything seen in the 1990 poll tax riot. The organisers know the confrontation will distract from the protest. The bill, they say, will affect the right to demonstrate.
You lot are screwing around.
Listen, up and down the country.
Trafalgar Square demonstrators heard speeches denouncing the bill for criminalising for the first time groups like travellers and those attending rave parties.
dawn. 3 days to go, and the first signs that a suspect underground culture would be gaining respectability. The portable warehouse suggests organization and commercial interest. This raid isn't a sudden impulse affair. It's been planned, and the motivation is profit.
He was obsolete. But so is the state, the entity he worshipped. Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete. A case to be filed under M for Mankind in the Twilight Zone.
Successful in most things, but not in the one effort that all men try at some time in their lives, trying to go home again. And also, like all men, perhaps there'll be an occasion, maybe a summer night sometime, when he'll look up from what he's doing and listen to the distant music of a calliope, and hear the voices and the laughter of the people and the places of his past. And perhaps across his mind there'll flit a little errant wish that a man might not have to become old. Never outgrow the parks and the merry-go-rounds of his youth. And he'll smile then, too, because he'll know it is just an errant wish. Some wisp of memory, not too important, really. Some laughing ghosts that cross a man's mind. That are a part of the Twilight Zone.